Hello and welcome to 45 Left or Right Podcasts. It is episode 6, Play Ball. Today we're going to talk about sports parenting and also, you know, having your kids playing sports and what that is like. So I want to start with a story. When Devin was 4, we registered him for T-ball. He was completely oblivious, like most T-ballers, and complete with the stereotype of picking daisies in the outfield. And he also enjoyed throwing dirt. I will never forget his first at-bat. He stood there with his jersey that went down to his knees and pants that needed a very tight belt to stay up. He actually only just outgrew that shirt. He has worn it since he was 4. His batting helmet flopped from side to side, and he held his aluminum bat like very awkwardly on his shoulder. It's like he knew he had to hold it somewhere around there, but not really sure how to do it. Let me tell you, those T-ball coaches, they are very brave to stand near. I mean, they're essentially toddlers who are holding aluminum bats and who know they're supposed to swing at some point, but they don't know when. So Devin, you know, the ball's on the tee. Devin swings, flings the bat, and he does hit the ball on the first swing, though it just kind of trickles forward and it doesn't even go fair. So the coach puts the ball on the tee again, and Devin gives it another big swing. This time, the ball stays fair, but instead of running to first base like he should, Devin runs toward the ball, bat still in hand, and then he tries to hit it like he's playing field hockey. And everyone is yelling, "Run! Run to first base!" But Devin is much more interested in getting the ball back from the pitcher, who was much more aware of what was going on. Eventually, Devin is tagged out. But in all of the confusion of Devin trying to play field hockey during a baseball game, a runner scores. So, does that count as a rather distracted RBI? Maybe. I absolutely laughed my ass off. It was so cute and so Devin. The only stress in watching T-ball, though, for me, was worrying about the coaches who were in imminent danger with every kid that came up to bat. So it was super cute. But if you've watched T-ball for any length of time, you'll know it eventually gets kind of boring because nothing goes on. So now Devin is almost 12 and he plays a lot of sports, including baseball. He plays soccer in the fall. He skis in the winter. He does baseball in the spring. He does mountain biking at his school. He does parkour, and he recently started jiu-jitsu. Now, he actually specifically asked for summers off, which is a big relief for all of us. And honestly, I was proud of him for recognizing I need a break, because we all need a break from the structures and requirements of competitive sports, though, you know, our summers are still very active. So this episode, I have a very special guest, my friend Nicole, who I met through baseball, and also she's one of my closest friends. Her son Aiden and Devin played baseball on the same team for 2 seasons, and then they played against each other for 1 season. So we have a lot of time in our sports chairs together. Now, some people call these sports chairs camping chairs, but ours, you know, mostly sit while watching practices or games in the cold, in the rain, in the wind, or the blazing heat. So we're going to talk about how to manage the chaos of having your kids in multiple sports, how to handle your kids' emotions under pressure, the value of playing sports, and then really finding balance for your kids. So I hope you enjoy this interview. Thanks. Welcome to 45 Left or Right Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about being a sports parent. And I am here at our local baseball field on Field 5, which is where my son plays, our son's plays. And I am here with my favorite baseball mom, Nicole. And we're going to talk about that. So hello, Nicole.
Hi.
All right. So I've got a few questions for Nicole that I now have lost. There we go. Okay. So tell me, who are you and who are your children?
Okay. So I'm Nicole. I am a fellow baseball parent. Yay. I have 2 boys who are in lots of sports.
Yes, that's true.
I have an 11-year-old, Aiden, and a 9-year-old, Chael, and they do multiple things all the time.
What sports are they playing now?
So right now, Aiden is on 2 different baseball teams. He does Little League, and he does a travel baseball team, and Chael does Hapkido, which is a form of martial arts, and he also does Little League, and sometimes they also throw soccer in there for a change-up.
Right, you know, why not? Why not? I have been to a few of Chael's belt tests, and he is really good. He does so well. He's focused.
He loves the belt tests. The practicing, not so much.
Isn't that how it is?
Yep.
Right? They don't like the practice. They just want to play games.
All the time.
So tell me, what does a typical week look like for you?
A typical week for us is just chaos. It really, truly is. It's Hapkido's 2 days a week, and then literally we play baseball 6 or 7 days a week.
Cool.
With the multiple teams, it's okay, drop this kid off here, turn around and go pick up this kid, drop off that kid there, which one's the husband going to coach, because he also helps coach. So it's just this big board of pieces that are constantly moving. I color-coded my schedule.
You did. It's impressive. She shows it to me and I'm like, wow. But you have to have a system.
I do. I really do. And yesterday with my schedule, Jeff decided to add something to it, and his colors are different than my colors. So I kind of told him he wasn't allowed to do that anymore.
Don't mess with the schedule.
Don't touch it. Do whatever you want with yours. Do not mess with mine, because his red meant something different than my red. And I was like, then I will never know where I'm going. So just don't.
Or at least have your own separate colors, right?
His calendar can look whatever color.
That's like, right.
My calendar took up all the color options.
That's right. There's only so many.
There's only so many. And like 2 of the greens were the same color green. So like all the colors are used.
Now what's the day? There's one day where you do have to like drop Chael off at Hapkido and then come back. What day is that? Tuesday?
I think it's usually, it's Tuesdays.
Okay.
If he goes to Hapkido on Tuesdays, because if he has a game on Mondays, he has to go to Hapkido on Tuesdays to get our 2 days in. And then I drop Aiden off at one practice, and then I zip down to Chael's, and then I wait down there for 45 minutes, and I come back up here to get Aiden. And sometimes we even have to take Aiden to a second practice after.
Oh my Lord. Now, for the record, Aiden plays travel ball. He's older. He's really good. He's always the leadoff runner, and he gets on base a lot. I'm not going to say every time, because I don't want to jinx it. But, and then you have Chael, who likes the sports
sometimes.
Yes.
So you have two kids on either spectrum.
Yeah, very different children. But Chael is actually really good when you get him focused and like zeroed in on something. But when you have him do anything where he can remotely veer off, he is gone.
Like baseball.
And you cannot get him back.
That's true. He gets a look in his eye.
He's just like, and I'm done with this. I don't need to do this anymore.
I'm not
anymore.
Doing this anymore. I know. Devin's the same way. I wasn't sure Devin was, it was going to work out for baseball, you know, because he's very active, as you know. He's always frenetically moving.
And baseball is very boring for kids like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very boring.
Exactly.
Until you get to the biggers, but even then, they stand around a lot.
Yeah, yeah, a lot. Yeah, exactly. Devin was like, I want to play catcher. And I'm like, why would you want to play catcher? He's like, because I'm involved in every play. I'm like, that's good, but you're involved in every play. You have to focus every play.
Yep. But it is good for that, because Chael's also really good at catcher.
Yeah.
Because they're constantly moving, and they have a purpose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, he loves it. He needs to work on it, but, you know. He's doing pretty well. Yes, Nicole and I also bond as catcher's moms, you know. I didn't know how nerve-wracking it is when your child is getting
terrifying
pelted every single pitch. And if they make a mistake, runners go. And
coaches are yelling.
Oh,
and nobody
yes.
knows what's going on. It's mm-hmm. amazing.
And you can see your child shutting down or just... both of our boys are very emotional, big feelings.
Big feelings.
And so when
really big feelings.
Oh, really big feelings. And I remember earlier this season, Aiden was pitching and Devin was catching, and it was not a good combo.
It was not, because Aiden is wild and Devin hasn't had the experience
he has
to catch
not.
A wild pitcher.
That's a nice way to say it. Mm-hmm. Yes. And Aiden was getting mad at Devin, and we're like, uh-oh. But
not a good choice.
They're fine after. They're fine after.
They're great.
Yeah. Ironically, the coach puts Devin with the wildest and fastest pitcher. But we vibe okay, you know. We'll see. Okay, so if your sons one day decide they do not want to play sports, what will you miss?
Okay, so I love organized sports for so many reasons. There's so much about them, the teamwork, mm-hmm. the getting through adversity, how to handle negative situations and try to turn it around in a positive way. I will miss, though, just being out here to cheer for them, because really that's mm-hmm. what I'm here for. Mm-hmm. I love seeing all of their friends, and because I also work in this area, I love seeing my students. And so it's like a big family thing whenever we go places. It's, you know, the high fives. I'm like, oh, how did your game go today? I get to have so many of those experiences with it. And I'm going to really miss that. But I know that my children are highly competitive. So most yes. likely, even if they stop playing baseball or soccer, they're going to do something else that I'll get to just enjoy watching them do. Mm-hmm. Because that's, you know, part of being a parent is mm-hmm. helping your children go to things, driving
exactly.
them from point A to point B. Mm-hmm. But I am going to miss, I know it's going to happen one day where they're not going to want to, and I'm going to miss that.
Yeah.
But I am I going to miss driving all the time and my car smelling like nasty baseball bag? Probably not.
Right. I know.
But you never know.
I know that for Devin, you know, I love baseball the best for a lot of reasons. The parents, I'm social, right? So I like the parents a lot. Soccer parents, you know,
they're different. They're a different breed of duck.
Yeah, they don't necessarily want to talk or whatever. Fine, their prerogative. But you know, I know one day he won't want to play baseball anymore. And but I have to look at it as he's gonna find something else. You know, I've always said about Devin, he's gonna find something non-traditional, and I'll enjoy that and cheer him on. And
yeah,
you know,
when the boys were doing like the ninja stuff, that's and like the parkour, I was like, this is really cool, it's really weird and it's different.
Yes.
But it's still like competitive and athletic, and my boys both love that.
Yeah,
but I was like, they'll find something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it might even be art, I don't know, but
exactly. I know, I mean, you can root for them in art, but yeah, you know,
go, draw that picture.
Draw that picture. Well, you can go to their art shows, right, and say, oh my God, that was so good, or, you know, but
walk around with like a bottle of something, just look at this artist.
This is amazing. This is my favorite. I'm going to buy this one. I know. Yeah, I know. It's, but the lessons that they learn, that's, I think for me, I have to keep me centered on, you know, no matter what it's going to be, there are lessons that they're going
to
learn.
Yeah. And that's what I love about it. And team sports is so good at that, because you have to work with different people every season. Mm-hmm. And I think that's amazing, because you even have to do that, even if they were to go pro, which I don't think my children will, but you know, if they do, like, they have to work with different people. They have to work with different coaches. They have to have a different style every time they get a different person on their field or a different coach. And that works soccer, baseball, anything. They have to learn so many things and how to handle different things. And it's different every game.
Yeah.
And every day.
Yeah, it really is. I know Devin's definitely had some kids on teams that he just didn't vibe with, you know, but he's got to learn. Okay, you know, yeah, you're going to deal with this kid, but you got to figure out how to work together. And, you know, it's
so
just part of life. I know when I was in the Army, I could always tell if somebody hadn't played team sports, because they just, I don't know, there was something missing there. There was a team, you know, attitude that they didn't have. And eventually you learn it, you know. Yeah. But is joining the Army the way you want to learn it initially?
Probably not. I always see it at school too. And because sports, even if you're not the best, it gives you confidence. Like, I can at least do this a little bit. And so you can see the kids in school that don't play sports. And thinking back, like when I was in school too, you could tell those kids tended to have less friends. They had less energy. They were picked last for things. I was like, I never want my kids to be the best.
Yeah.
But I don't want them to be the worst either. Yeah. I don't want them to be picked last, because that's a horrible thing for your for your overall mental health, to be picked last. That's like horrific in school.
Yeah.
So you see those kids that do play sports, even just remotely a little bit well. And then you see the kids that don't play anything, and they're the ones who are lethargic. And I don't want that for my kids. Mm-hmm. I want my kids to be happy, healthy, have friends, have, you know, good mental health. And team sports really does help them.
Yeah, it does. I mean, my child is super social, as you know. And I think that's why he's liked baseball in particular, because he has, that's where his core group of friends are. And, you know, he goes to school with one kid, and they have each other's back, you know, in middle school. And it's
so important, because middle school's awful.
As we've learned on previous episodes, my son has had some issues at middle school and handled them in interesting ways. Well, okay, so Chael does have keto. They both do soccer. Obviously, they both do baseball. They've done ninja in the past. What is your favorite sport?
Honestly, for the reasons that you said before, I love the baseball families. Soccer families are interesting. And I don't really understand soccer.
Yeah, me neither.
I feel like every time I get halfway there, I just lose it. I think Aiden enjoys soccer more. So I like watching him do it. And I like that soccer doesn't stop every 2 seconds.
Right.
So I think I like watching soccer better than baseball. But I just like that he has more companionship in baseball.
Yeah.
But soccer's more like, okay, now we're going and we're done. And so we get to go home. Or it's like baseball, I'm like, they have another one?
Another practice.
Another
game. I know.
Another inning.
Right. Well, that's true. Are we? We're at the time limit.
Yeah. I was like, wait, hour 30. I'm done. I'm maxed. My nerves are shot.
Right. I know. That's the thing. I think for me, baseball, just for Devin's sake, I like, because you get the team and you get the individual. They have the individual pressure, which sometimes is really hard, but they also have to work together as a team. You know, soccer, I feel like he can just kind of bop around.
And it's true, especially depending on the team in soccer. If they're not at the level that we're at, still everybody's still kind of like all about themselves. They're still the egocentric. So they're all like, I'm gonna go shoot this goal, I'm gonna kick the ball from halfway across the field and see if I can make it in. Like, and I'm just like, no, you have like six teammates just standing there, pick someone. So I think maybe like upper levels of soccer would be better. But this one does. It has a little bit of both. It's not so heavily focused on a team. It still gives you the individual, which is good for them at this age.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Aiden's 11, Devin's 11, almost 12. and, you know, it's such a core time for them, you know. I love baseball. I'm not going to hide it. And jujitsu, but Devin isn't as into jujitsu as I would like him to be. I know, but, you know, it's a sport that you can do much older and be more successful at. So that's okay. But I always say, if he could figure out to do with those long legs, he's going to be unstoppable.
He would.
Okay. Let's say you gave birth to two children who did not like sports. It would be sad, right?
It would.
But what do you think they would do if they didn't do sports?
See, I always told my kids, even like right now, one day Aiden came to me and said, I don't want to play baseball anymore. And I was like, okay, that's great. You have a tournament today. After this, you can be done. And he seems to think that like if he didn't play a sport, he would just get to like sit at home and play on a video game all day. And no. I've always told him like, that's not okay with me. Mm-hmm. You still have to do something.
Right.
So I don't like, even if they just played chess, I'd be perfectly fine as long as they have to do something that involves other humans and not being inside all day. And when I think of chess, I'm not really great at chess at all. But like, I think of like the people in like Central Park, New York, and they have like the outdoor chess tables. I'm like, at least they can play chess outside and hit that little clock thingy.
Right.
I didn't realize that they only had a certain amount of time until the other day when my children were playing chess. But it's like, that's what I think of. Like, they have to do something outside. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just for a small period of time, you can paint, you can dance, you can play chess, you can play backgammon. I really don't care, but you have to do something that involves humans,
right?
Other humans. And it has to be something that you can occasionally go outside with. Read a book outside. I don't care.
Right.
But those are the two big things, but I do want them to be active too.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to like imagine my children not wanting to play a sport and be active.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Cause they just... They need to be healthy that way. They need to move. They need to be outside.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Even when we're inside, like yesterday, for way too long. I'm like, just be outside.
Do what go.
I go. I could totally see Chael being like a knight at medieval times, though. Like, ooh, just sword fighting with something. He loves sword fighting with anything. So I was like, he could be a knight at medieval times. That's fine with me. Bye. It involves other people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's outside sometimes.
So. Performative, you know.
He can just do it.
Oh, yes. So Chael was very upset that he doesn't get to use swords in Hapkido until much later.
Yeah, until he's about, I think it was 13. He has to be 13. And he's
a long way.
I think that's part of the reason why he's like, well, I don't want to do Hapkido.
Yeah.
Go kick something. You're fine.
Yeah. I know. He's really good at Hapkido.
He is. He's really good.
Yeah.
He's really good.
I went to that first belt test. I'm like, look at him. Oh, my gosh.
He's.
Go.
Yeah. He's really good.
I love it.
But that's like his thing.
Yeah.
But the second you, like I said, you let them off, they are gone.
Yeah.
You give them 2 seconds of free time and they're done.
Exactly. I know. Devin, you know, now that baseball is going, we're cutting jujitsu back to 1 day a week. And we haven't done it, you know, in a couple of weeks because spring break and we were gone and all of that. But I told him the other day, I was like, listen, I want you to have 1 foot in the door with jujitsu because I don't want you. Well, I want him to do it just because for the self-defense and just for lots of different reasons. I'll talk about jujitsu in a whole other episode, but, I'm like, I just want you to keep your foot in the door with jujitsu. So you don't, you know, well, honestly, I don't want him to completely lose interest, but also like, I don't want you to come this summer and realize all these kids that have been doing it the whole time are so much better than you because that really bothers you, you know.
And that's part of what we're doing. You have that burnout factor.
Yeah.
And the burnout factor is real. I mean, we're currently dealing with it. We're not even in the middle of April yet. We still have 2 months of baseball for just Little League.
For two teams.
And, you know, we have two teams. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Aiden's getting – he doesn't want to go to practice.
Yeah.
He still enjoys it. He still likes going to the games. But he's at the point where – and then 2 years ago, we did this too, where we just told him, okay, you can stop travel ball. But it took him over a year to get back in the shape of everybody else to where now he's finally catching his groove again and he's doing well. But we're at the ages where if they stop, playing that sport, they're not going to be able to catch back up because the natural talent is leaving and you're getting the skill based.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, what happens when you're 11 and 12 years old. Aiden's naturally athletic. Yeah. He's very lucky.
Yeah.
He hasn't had to work for it, but now he's at that point where he's having to work, but all the other kids are working too. Yeah. So if you stop, jiu-jitsu is a little different. I mean, it'll take him time, but people get into it older.
Yeah. I was 39.
But it would take you a lot to get to the level of those other people that have been doing it their whole life.
Yeah.
So it's like, you don't want them to burn out, but at the same time, you're like, well, if you still, this is something you want to do, you still have to do something.
Right.
And it's just that hard. I want to push, but I don't want to push. If they really don't want to do it, I don't want to make them do it.
Right.
And it's that, that fun parent spot.
God.
Stuck.
God, you aren't joking. I know. And things are so competitive now.
Everything. If you're not a single sport person, you're not going to make it.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I don't want my kid to be a single sport person.
No.
I want him to be able to go draw a picture on a Tuesday. I want him to play baseball or soccer or jujitsu.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I want them to have that option. But if you want them to have the option of high school, even like high school.
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah. You like, have to do it.
To me, like high school is when people started playing the sport.
I know.
But now they're training football kids at age 6
and
5. And I'm like, kids didn't even know what a football was except on the TV until high school.
Oh yeah. I know.
But if you don't start at 5, you're not going to be able to play.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so sad.
I know. I mean, granted girls sports are really competitive too, but, I played volleyball, softball, and basketball in middle school and high school. I didn't start volleyball or basketball until the 7th grade, you know. But I was able to play all the way up until my senior year. I was a starter the whole time. And I was at a smaller school, so, like, there's opportunities for that. But it wasn't expected for me to have played
I think baseball and soccer were the only two sports that you could play from a young age. And then, like, I know we had, like, rec football, too. Rec football's expensive. I just looked it up. It's, like $1,000 for a kid to play, like, tackle football at the age of 9. Like, oh, my gosh, that's insane.
That's insane.
It's insane because they have to buy the pads and everything. But my little sister was really good in high school, but she didn't even start volleyball until high school, till like, 9th grade.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, volleyball's crazy.
Yeah. And now it's like you have travel teams, and these travel teams are doing this and they're doing that, and you play all year round. Like, you might get a couple weeks off a year.
Yeah.
I know. We play that today, yes. But it's like, it's insane.
Yeah.
Because I want my kids to be able to do whatever. I don't want him to have to do only baseball, because then I talk to so many parents, because, you know, I work here.
Yes.
And
lots of them.
Like, their kids stop playing before high school.
Mm-hmm.
The kids who are amazingly good. I have a really close friend. I've talked to her for forever, and her kid only did baseball, and he loved baseball. He played on like 3 teams, even in high school. He played. He stopped playing in his freshman year, and he doesn't want to play baseball anymore. And she's like, well, I spent all this money.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you do, but your kid has only played baseball.
Yeah.
His whole life.
Yeah. They want to branch out at some point, you know.
They don't want to do anything else.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
I know. I mean, Devin doesn't do as much as, say, Aiden does, but I really try to make sure when he is home and he doesn't have anything scheduled that he just chills, you know. Like right now, he's home on his computer, which, you know, you got to balance that. That's a whole other issue, but he's earned it because he does baseball and mountain biking and jiu-jitsu, and then he goes to school, you know, and I'm like, just hang out with your friends, whatever, you know.
And that's trying to schedule in friend time is hard, because I'm like, I don't want anybody over at my house right now, because I also need chill time.
Yes.
And then my kids once thought that Jill didn't want to play soccer because he thought he could just stay home and play his video game. And I was like, well, we don't play video games for 6 hours a night. Like, we're not going to do that.
No.
But I mean, they deserve to be able to play a little bit here and there.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
On practice nights, we can't play video games because we're not even home till 9 p.m.
Exactly. I know, right? Yeah. Especially Chael, who you said is 9, right?
Yeah.
And has practice from 8 to 9?
8 to 9.
Which is ridiculous.
And soccer, he got the same schedule, 7:30 to 9. I'm just like, why is it always me who gets these crazy late practices for my 8-year-old kid or my 9-year-old kid?
Yeah, that's no.
But it happens. He's fine. He's only slightly psycho the next day. Just a little bit.
Well, he's used to it from soccer.
It's just our life now. I just apologize to his teacher. I love you.
Right.
Deal with this demon child.
Here you go. Have fun with that. Yep. Yeah, I know. And I can tell when Devin's done too much and burned out because he is even bigger feelings, you know, even more of a wreck. And it comes out in like just little things, you know. Yeah.
The emotions get hardcore for I didn't get 16 pieces of cereal. I only got 13 or I got 17. Like, where are your shoes? I don't know. They're sitting right in front of your feet. Please just put them on. We've gone to school a couple of times where I had to turn back around because we didn't have shoes, even though they stepped over the shoes to get into the car. What did Chael tried to go? I think he didn't put on pants one day. I noticed that one before we got in the car. Thankfully.
Oh, thank goodness.
Can you like make sure you're dressed? The shoes I don't notice all the time because sometimes I'm like, just get in the car.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But so we've had some interesting mornings because I leave my house at 6:30 to get to work. So when we have late nights, it's a really early morning.
Yeah, that's early. So, Yay for 7:30
start. A lot of the travel ball parents I notice homeschool, so they don't have that. A lot of the hardcore people, they go to like academy schools or online schools.
Yeah.
So their kids can sleep in a little bit and then still get their work done, obviously.
Yeah.
But they have that leeway, which a lot of our other types of working parent families don't have.
You don't get to do
we don't
that.
Have that luxury.
No, I know. God, I can't imagine that. I know. I mean, I'm grateful that the middle schools here start later.
Thank goodness.
Sorry, elementary school. But because last year it was like, you know, just he was a mess, you know?
Yeah.
And I understand sort of why they did that. But when you have sports and your kids are in all these activities and they end at 9 and maybe they haven't had dinner or they need a snack before bed. Blah, blah, blah.
Second dinner.
Yeah, second dinner. They gotta take a shower even though they don't want to. You know, all of that.
There are a few nights, not very often, that I'm just like, just skip the shower because I don't want to fight you getting in the shower and you can just be stinky tomorrow. Like,
yeah.
That's fine.
Right.
Maybe you'll get up early enough. I doubt it. Take a shower in the morning. But just go to bed.
Please. Rest is more important than hygiene right now.
My sanity is more important
than
the conversation that we're going to have about getting you in the shower.
That's true. Oh, my gosh. Well, I really appreciate you doing this. We're both on spring break, but she's really on spring break because she's a teacher. And, you know, I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, this was fun. All right. Thanks.
Welcome back to 45 Left or Right Podcast. I want to go through some research and I will keep it brief, although I could totally geek out on this research, but I'm going to try to give a good overview. So this is mostly from an organization called Project Play, and they are a nonprofit arm of the Aspen Institute, and this is their rather confusing description of who they are. Project Play connects the silos across the disjointed landscape of youth and school sports and develops systems level solutions. So from what I can gather, they do a lot of research and then they use it to basically help inequalities in structured sports, whether it's ethnic inequalities, economic inequalities, gender. So they have pretty good information, but they rely a lot on research. So they got good stuff. All right, so the first bit is 39.6% of kids age 6 to 17 played a team sport on a regular basis in 2022. And the way they describe, they have two categories, but this is basically a structured sport that meets regularly, you know, regular practices, regular games. So of that amount, 40.2% are male and 34.5% are female. And it's kind of interesting that the young ladies are starting to catch up with the young men, which I think is wonderful and speaks to the development of girls' sports. Now, I picked three sports to kind of talk about participation. Baseball has over 3 million participants, and this is again in 2022. Soccer, over 2 million, and then basketball is nearly 4 million. And I thought about it, and I guess that baseball and soccer are, you know, pretty expensive to have fields and maintain, whereas basketball, maybe not as much, so the participation is greater. So I want to talk about some advantages of sports. The first advantage is that sports participation as a kid is a significant predictor of young adults' participation in sports and physical fitness. So adolescents who play sports are 8 times as likely to be active at age 24 as compared to adolescents who do not play sports. Now, personally, I played 3 sports throughout middle school and high school. And then, of course, I was quite active in the Army. And I find now, even at age 45, with a busy life and a kid in sports who keeps me occupied, I have to be active. I have to do something or I go completely crazy. Jeff has even told me before, oh my God, go to the gym because I'm driving him crazy also. So that is a big indicator for how active they're going to be later in their lives. The second way sports participation helps children is it develops and improves their cognitive skills. And this is according to a study that tracked kids from kindergarten through the 4th grade, which is kind of a small, you know, amount of time. And it basically says that the physical activity in general is associated with improved academic achievement, including grades and standardized test scores. Now, I don't love those two things as a measure for cognition, but I understand that that's easy to measure kind of in a number form. It also says that further, you know, that kind of activity, sports activity, can affect attitudes and academic behavior, and it improves concentration, attention, and improved classroom behavior. That, to me, is a much more important stat. I know for Devin, if he is not regularly active, he will drive his teachers insane because he gets the wiggles and he needs to move around. And he is a tween boy who is already rowdy. So you gotta rein it in. I think the most important benefit for kids and then later as they get older, for sports participation is mental health. Big impact on mental health. A 2019 study found that children who reported no exercise were twice as likely to have mental health problems, especially anxiety and depression. And that is compared to those who met the recommendation of 1 hour a day. And really, 1 hour a day isn't that much. And then a 2020 study suggested that the more physical activity that teenagers got or participated in, the less likely they were to report depression as 18-year-olds. And that is kind of an important word, to report depression. You know, generally people, especially at that age, don't report depression or anxiety, or they can't even identify it. So, you know, there's probably a lot more that are experiencing depression and they just don't say it. But sports participation also for me improves my mental health just greatly, especially the anxiety. Welcome back to 45 Left or Right Podcast. I want to note that you are going to find moms like Nicole and I complaining often about how much work it is for us to get our kids to and from their various sports. And then there are the emotions that we have to learn how to manage because of sports. But to us, all of this, the cars that are always loaded with equipment, chairs, old water bottles, granola bar wrappers and dirt, and cars that smell like sweaty children, and then the meltdowns that we must manage if they had a bad game, got yelled at by a coach, or they don't get along with a teammate, all of that is worth the effort. Our kids are learning incredible life lessons, and they are gathering confidence for the bigger things ahead in their lives. And to illustrate these bigger things in these life lessons, here is a final story. The year after Devin's second baseball season, he declared that he wanted to play catcher. He was tired of standing out in the outfield where, you know, he really didn't get a lot of action. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with baseball, catcher is the absolute hardest position on the field. You have to wear all of this equipment in the heat, and you have to block any wild pitch that is thrown at you. And kids at his age, they throw fast, but not always on target. You have to be aware of all the runners, and you have to throw out any of them who dare to steal or decide not to throw. Lots of decisions always having to be made. There is a bat swinging above your head. Like always, it is really tough. And, you know, Devin had a long way to go skill-wise to be able to do it. And to be honest, we were both half expecting him to lose interest in it, especially after seeing how hard it is. But even with our doubts, we supported him. We said, all right, if this is what you want to do, we will support you, like in any way that we can. This kid went to catcher's clinics. He looked for extra practices. He was always asking his coaches for reps and practice. He spent the off season working with a trainer to improve his endurance and his leg and arm strength. He did not quit. So this season, he is getting to play some innings at catcher, and he's doing well. He put in all the effort, and it's starting to pay off for him. And we are so stinking proud of him. And, even though there are opportunities outside of sports to set and achieve goals like this, I mean, let's face it, sports are a readily available way to do this. I try to remember this particular story when I am yelling up at Devin from the downstairs, "Get your uniform on. Do you have your cup? Where are your cleats? Do you have your water bottle? Yes, you need to drink water. Get in the car." All of those things. It is worth it. I hope you have enjoyed this episode of 45 Left to Right Podcast. I have been getting a really great response from people who have heard the podcast, and that makes me very happy and pleased. If you are among those who love the podcast, I do have a few favors to ask. On whatever podcast platform that you use, whether it's Spotify, Apple, Amazon Music, or somewhere else, if you could copy the link to the podcast and then send it to anyone you think you would who would like it. You can text it, you can email. That would be really helpful. And also, on at least on Spotify, under the title, you will see some stars, and it's eeny weeny. You probably have to put your reading glasses on. If you click that, you will be able to rate the podcast. And I think there's a way to review, but honestly, I haven't found that yet. On Apple, it's similar, and you can also leave a comment. That would help me a lot. That basically tells the algorithm that I'm good, and eventually it'll get it to more people. That's how I understand it. I also have an Instagram and Twitter account for the podcast. For Instagram, it is 45 Left or Right Podcast. And on Twitter, it is 45 Left or Right Pod. So if you're on either of those, just give me a little follow. And if you want to, you know, interact with my content, that also helps me. So I appreciate that very much. And thank you for listening today. And until next time, bye for now.